Momslayer.
Hello and welcome to It's a Mom's Life.
Hello.
Here on Active FM. It has been a good week. I have been traveling, man. Me, I've been jet setter this week.
Hey.
I don't like flying, guys. I'm just putting it out there. But I am back now in the land of the living, so I feel like the next week is going to be a breeze, right?
Let's hope so.
We hope that you guys are also doing well. It's been really, really good. We had such an incredible interview last week with Leslie Owen. She's a blogger and a stay-at-home mom and an entrepreneur. And she was really, really awesome just to chat to you and get some insights on in terms of, you know, parents or moms that want to embark on their own journey in terms of their jobs and their blogging and etc. So if we can encourage you, go and listen to that interview. It might just give you a little bit of a spark to, you know, pursue your dreams.
Absolutely. And this week we're looking at authoritative parenting style. Let's just take a peek of what an authoritative means. What that word, authoritative, I feel like my tongue is, I don't know what's happening to my tongue when I say that word. But authoritative, although this word sometimes is used to mean dictatorial or even bossy, an authoritative can also mean complete or based on accurate information. In authoritative parenting, a parent's authority relies on concrete information. I love that. It's never because I said so as an argument, which I can say that a lot as a mom. Because I said so.
Right. So an authoritative parent establishes firm yet clear rules and expects a child to follow these rules, but not without question. Right.
Very good.
An authoritative parent explains why the rules are in place and provides the support and guidance needed to follow the household rules. So we spoke about authoritarian parenting the last time, and authoritarian is like, this is how it goes, you do it, I don't need to explain. Now sometimes we can, you know, get into a habit of doing that, but I've noticed this with my husband. He's way better at this than I am. Where he's like, when he says something, the kids ask why, he doesn't go, because I said so, in frustration. He goes, this is the reason why. And it's really, really important. And I've even found with myself, like, sometimes they ask why and then I'm like, but why? I can't remember why. Just like, can we just not do the why right now? It's important for us to also, as parents, know why we are telling them to do that and then be able to explain it without anger or frustration.
Now that's good. And if a child fails to follow a rule, which can happen, right? We know that you tell your child don't, it's like you just say to them, do it. Like with my last born, that's what it feels like. When I say to him, don't do, and then that's where he runs for that. So as an authoritative parent doesn't jump too quick to punishment. Instead, an authoritative parent teaches the child the right behaviors, like Denise just explained with Ryan now, and support him in making new and better decisions.
Yeah.
A child experiences consequences rather than punishment.
Yeah.
In this way, children learn how and why rules are important.
Sure.
A challenge on this one for me, hey, is just being consistent in doing that. Like you said, I sometimes will be so short with the kids and say, because I said so, because I don't have the energy or the strength to explain and tell you why. And it's something, obviously, I'm at fault at that. I need to have, as a mom, I need to actually have the patience to be able to explain every single time, because I expect them to follow the rules every single time, right? So I need grace on that area. Please, Jesus, give me grace.
Like, I like what you just said there, though. You spoke about a child experiences consequences rather than the punishment. So consequences for there are consequences for every decision. That's life. And as a child, they get to experience, okay, if I do this, there are consequences, not necessarily punishment, but the consequences, you know, they can now deal with, because it's going to be part of, you know, them growing up as well. So to a child, an authoritative home, rules have meanings. It's not just a rule. It's actually there to go, this is the reason behind this rule. I mean, a stupid example is like, you know, don't draw on the walls. Why? Because it's property. It's something that should be valued and taken care of. Good. There's a rule in place, but it has a meaning. They aren't just arbitrary, so like random. It's not like, listen, you just don't do it because it's just like now it's a new rule put in place. Mm. It's not random ultimatums like a final demand. You will do it or else. It's not like that. Rules help foster emotional self-control and independence.
That's very good.
And I love that because it's like you're giving a child a rule and now they understand that there are emotions because every child's going to deal with emotions at some point in time. We all do. Mm. And to be able to give them a rule will be able to also give them those boundaries for their emotions. Okay, I can act like this so far, or I can do this emotionally and I can be like this so far, but beyond that, I can't. Now they start establishing how to use their emotions just because you've given them specific rules and the reasons around those rules.
Yeah, that's very good. I actually like that because when a child is about to do something wrong, they will consider.
Yeah.
Because they understand the whys. My mom said, because, you know, if I put my finger in the plug, I might get, you know, electrocuted and die or whatever. They have the why. So I think that's so important as parents to actually explain the why we have the rules that we have in the house.
Yeah.
The good side of an authoritative parent, these are the following. Both demanding and responsive response. Positive to children. Is warm. Is assertive but not pushy.
Mm-hmm.
Offers feedback and constructive criticism. That's offers good. Forgiveness. That's mercy right there. We're talking about it today. Offers forgiveness for mistakes. Prefers positive discipline over punishment. Uses reward system as well as praise.
Yeah, that's good.
That's very good.
That's good. So how authoritative parenting impacts children. Although the authoritative style focuses on rules, authoritative parenting does have a positive effect on child development. Children who grow up in authoritative households are generally cooperative in home and in school, right? And responsible. So they actually, you know, take responsibility for their actions. And I know even with the boys going to preschool at the moment, the parents are always like, listen, we are not responsible for your kids' sort of behavior. The parent is responsible. Yeah, and I understand that, you know, because they what they learn at home, they will go and apply at school. So children who grow up in authoritative households are generally cooperative in home and school and responsible. They also demonstrate strong emotional regulations and good decision-making skills. So in other words, they're able to actually control their emotions a lot better than a child who doesn't have any rules in their home and doesn't want or can't follow any rules because there's no rules. This is because authoritative parenting provides clear expectations and lead with confidence, yet still attend the emotional needs for the child. So when we are being authoritative or we are in authority, again, it shouldn't be out of irritation. Everything comes back to out of irritation. Okay. Don't be irritated. Actually go, no, this is what needs to be done. And this, so I actually had a situation with Joshua the other night and he was telling me how a girl told him that he was a rude child because he had said something or did something that she actually did first. And, you know, I kind of went, okay, in an authoritative but not demeaning way, I said, this is how you handle that next time. And you be kind. And all of a sudden, he started getting emotional. So I'm like, oh, wait. But you know, we need to explain it in such a way that we're not hurting the child's feelings. His feelings weren't hurt. He actually felt very, very bad. That's why he was crying. And I was like,
shame,
no, you know.
Josie.
Shame, y'all. I was like, no, don't worry. I'm not angry. So I actually had to say, I'm not angry with you at all. This is just how you handle it next time. So that's really important. Authoritative parenting also contributes to the overall physical well-being of a child. A 2015 study published in the Pediatric Dentistry Journal found children of authoritative parents had the fewest dental cavities when compared to children parented under other lifestyles. This could be attributed to the authoritative tendencies to create rules while explaining their importance, like how brushing teeth before bed prevents cavities. So it's like a simple rule to brush your teeth. The well-being of the child is impacted. Why? Because now they know there's a rule in place. They know why it's in place. They do the rule and now they're actually healthier. It's just like eat your vegetables. Why? Because there's vitamins. You eat your vegetables and you'll get strong and healthier. Okay, now they eat their vegetables. Now their immune is really high. The immune system works really well and they don't get sick as often. Or when they do, they get better quicker. all these things, rules are put in place so that we're able to actually have a good lifestyle and relationship with our kids.
No, very good. As you were saying that, Denise, I just remember how I feel like when we explain the rules as to the why, it empowers the kids as well.
Very good.
Because I've seen with my kids, if they not with they don't like eating vegetables, but if you explain to them why,
yeah.
you want it to make you strong, strong and it's healthy for you, and then they get this, I don't know, enthusiasm to actually eat the
vegetables.
Wow, I'm going to
be strong.
So it's like, I want to be strong. I want to, you know, I want to grow and be like daddy because daddy is eating whatever, vegetables. But I just love the idea is it empowers them. They yes. understand why.
Yeah.
So now when they do it, it feels like, I know why I'm eating veggies or why I'm brushing my teeth. So I love that. It's awesome. And these conversations are very, very helpful for me as a mom because I'm starting to locate myself. What style am I? I think sometimes I'm a little bit here and a little bit there. But it's a good thing to know and actually know when to improve, what to adjust, and where you can ask the Holy Spirit to actually help you. Because you see, you fall short on this side. You might be strong on this side. But it's not about, oh, I'm a terrible, you can never change. So whichever parenting style I think we've spoken about too so far, whatever you identify with, you can always change and adjust and say, listen, I actually need to be better at that, or I need to be better at this. That's what I love about these conversations. And that's why we're doing this for. Yeah. It's not to say, oh, I'm a bad, this is my style. It's forever. It's not forever. You can always change to better your parenting, your parenting for your children. The verse that I want to end with is Psalm 121 from verse 1 to 2. It says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord Amen. Who made heaven and earth. It is good to have knowledge, right? It is good to collect all the tools that are necessary and strategies as parents that we can use to be better or to better ourselves or better our children. But the ultimate help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
It doesn't come from all these worldly knowledge that we might have or the parenting style that we might have. But if I lift up my eyes, so as a mom, be encouraged as whatever else that you are doing, if it's working or not, just lift up your eyes to the hills because your help comes from God and He's the one who actually is the ultimate help in raising our kids.
Amen.
It's not even the books or the podcast or the whatever, but it's actually God.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yes, we've had really, really good conversations so far. So we hope that this has helped you, encouraged you, given you a little bit more insights. But, you know, hopefully next week we'll have not a better one, but a more
another interesting one.
There we go. Thank you very much. Another interesting one for next week. That's it for myself and Tando.
Yes.
So it's a mom's life that we live, laugh and love on Active FM. But please go and check us out on Facebook. Make sure that you comment. Tell us what you like, didn't like. Tell us what you want us to talk about. It'll be awesome. But that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Bye.
Share your thoughts with us. Send in your questions or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM.
On the WhatsApp line 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.
Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube.